Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. It is the day after Hanukkah, but Baruch Hashem, Mishneh Yomi is every single day. We are continuing in the 13th chapter of Shabbat, Mishneh Dalit, about Shiurim, amounts of a melacha, amounts of work to be chayav deraita, to be chayav a carbon if someone does so by mistake on Shabbat. Great. Mishneh Dalit, Shiur HaMelobin, the amount of work of someone who's Melobin. Melobin is bleaching or whitening. It means they would wash the wool really well after they sheared the sheep. They'd wash it very well because it tends to be dirty. Faminopets, or combing out the wool to smooth it into fibers. Hatsovea, dyeing, of course, make it dyed in the wool. Batove, and spinning the wool into threads that you can use to make a garment. How big is the shear of all of these activities, all these malachot? Kimelo rochav hasit kaful. It's the width of the seat that is doubled. So what's a seat? So sit down and we'll sit down and we'll tell you. So the seat is the distance from the index finger and the middle finger. That is one seat. And a seat kaful, of course, is two of those, but that's also the distance between the thumb and the index finger. So apparently the distance normally between the thumb and the index finger is double the distance between the middle finger and the index finger. You can try this at home if you have those fingers. The Mishnah continues, V'ha'orig shnei chudin, someone who's weaving two threads. So how much weaving do they have to do? Just one single over under? Or how much? Shior kimlo hasit. That's one seat, again, between the middle finger and the index finger is one seat. So weaving two threads along that distance, you know, the over-under, or the warp and the weft, or using the shnei batei nirin, as we saw earlier in this parak, that amount would be chayev eklosit. Great, let's go on to Mishnah Hey. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hatzad tzipor lemigdal, somebody who traps a bird inside of a closet. A migdal is like a tower, but it's like a tall closet. Utzvi labayit, or he traps a deer, he chases the deer into his house, chayev. He says, this is tzad, this is enough trapping, that he's now chayev. He now has use of these animals. He can use them, he can eat them if they want. I mean, not on Shabbos, hopefully he's not going to shek to eat it. But later on, he'll have access to it. Chachamim omrim, but the sages disagree. They say, tzipor lemigdal. Okay, so they agree. They agree by a bird. If you trapped a bird inside of a closet, that is chayev. Utzvi labayit, and a tzvi in the bayit, that's also chayev. But they add, lechatzer, also if it's in a courtyard, which typically has a fence, lebevarin, or a bevarin, they translate as corral, but this is actually I think it's a Greek word, vivarium. Vivarium is like an aquarium, but for anything with viva, anything with life. So for, it's like an aquarium for animals. So it's an enclosure, some sort of enclosure, fenced off, corral type thing. Vivarium. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he disagrees, says, lo kol bevarium shoven. He says, they're not all the same. So the vivarium comes in different sizes. You could have a very large enclosure, and if you chase a tzvi into there, that's all fine and good, but there's still plenty of room for the tzvi to run around and escape from you. It's not really trapped, because lamaisa, a deer can typically run faster than people can. You can try this if you have them in your neighborhood. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel explains his shita, zehaklol, this is his rule, Mechuser tzeda putter. If it's lacking in trapping, it's putter. The first act of trapping, his act of chasing it into the vivarium or the enclosure, the corral, if it's a very big enclosure and it's lacking trapping, as we explained, he can't just grab it, he can't just lunge it and get a hold of this tzvi, or, you know, just throw a rope around it quickly, easily. So then he's putter because his first act didn't accomplish tzeda. This animal is not lamaisa trapped, it's not accessible. He can't grab it and use it now. Shein mechuser tzeda chayev. If it's not lacking additional trapping activities, his first act is chayev. So he chased it into a courtyard, which is smaller, and he can sort of throw a rope around this deer or just kind of lunge at it quickly and grab it before it has the chance to take flight and run away. Then his original act accomplished something, accomplished tzeda, and now he's chayev on that first act. Shkoyach rabosai, zay gezunt.